Hello, dear listeners of the Education Newscast for another episode. Today we're, again, recording in English, and we even have a mix. So I'm German, but you will hear a little bit from the accent of my dear guest. We also mix a little bit French, at least a French accent into it. So topic today is transformation with integration of process management and enablement. So we talk also about two tool areas at SAP, so Signavio and SAP Enable Now, but also at the scenarios and the processes, of course. So I'm very, very happy to have JP today here. So JP, you're a colleague also from SAP, from Canada. Perhaps you just could do a very brief introduction. Who are you? What are you doing? What was your journey so far?
Sure, sure. Thanks for having me. So my name is Jean-Patrick Asensi. Everybody calls me JP. I'm based in Montreal, Canada. As you can hear from my accent, I come from France. I joined SAP from the Signavio acquisition 3 years ago. I'm part of the solution advisory department of SAP Signavio, and I have about 20 years of experience in business process management and enterprise architecture.
All right. Yes. Thanks so much that you take the time. And perhaps we first look at the why. It's always good to start with the why. So why does integration of process management and enablement make sense after all?
Yeah, that's definitely a good question. So maybe if you allow me, I will start by explaining for those who are not comfortable about what does SAP Signavio do. Mm-hmm. It's been 15 years that we live and breathe processes. So we've got two main use cases, business transformation and continuous improvement. So if we take the standout use case, which is a business transformation, the idea is to make sure we define the why. We have a data-driven approach to understand the current state, what our customers are running today in terms of processes, system, data, and so on, leveraging best practices to define their target state. And as soon as they agree on the requirements and what to implement as a future state, then we hand it over to the IT teams for the testing and the deployment. And then comes the natural shift to enablement, because we may have the best solution ever. If we don't take seriously the adoption, the training, the enablement, we're going to face some challenges. So that's where enablement find a very important place and position as part of our end-to-end journey. So just to make sure that we can tie together the enablement, the training materials, the videos, the click-through demonstration as part of our process repository, not only for the transformation. As I told you at the beginning, we do two things, right? Business transformation and continuous improvement, but also for the continuous improvement, because as soon as we deliver on time, on value, and on quality, the idea is to keep going and making sure that people can refer to a source of truth when they need to understand what are the input, what are the output, why we do that, who are the teams involved. And if I forget about how to perform this or this task, you can always refer to the linked enablement material. So to conclude, I will say that there is a very tight relationship between enablement and process management. So I would say, you know, that the process management as enablement as a natural extension, and enablement as a process management as a natural extension as well, because the idea is to have a consolidated view and getting these two disciplines working end to end.
Yeah. And enablement, of course, you need it everywhere. It's a cross topic or cross use case. And I think that really complements perfectly also with process management. So today we look at 3-4 use cases or JP. And of course, these are now, let's say, dedicated to your point of view, your context. Perhaps in other podcasts, we can look also at others, because there are certainly others. But I think it makes it always as concrete as possible if you look at real use cases. So let's start perhaps with the first one. Or so what is a typical use case, for example, where you do it or where you leverage this integration concretely?
Yeah. So let's start with, what comes into the umbrella of business transformation. So let's take one use case, which is very common for us. Not to say that that's maybe one of the key reasons why SAP decided to acquire Signavio 3 years ago, is the move to S/4HANA. So that's a business transformation that includes many different dimensions, right? People, data, system, processes. So if I take very concretely what's at very high level an end-to-end journey of such transformation, after you define why you decided to move to S/4HANA for a good business reason, you need to have a data-driven approach to capture the current state. OK, Okay. So SignaView is well known to have different connectors to connect with different source systems. So ultimately how you are running your processes as of today to help you prioritize where you should start your transformation journey with. As soon as you have identified where you should start with, we don't want to start from scratch. So the idea is to leverage best practices. So the good news with SAP is we've got 50 years of experience where we have documented processes with test case, with enablement material and so on. So technically speaking, the user and the customers can select best practices and choose what they want to implement based on how it is running, the type of material, the technology, and so on. That helps them to shape the future state and test this future state, which is also interesting because our business people can decide about the priority, the risk, the complexity of such or such scenarios, and even run simulation, if you will. As soon as everything is validated with a proper governance, that's where we handed over these business requirements to the IT teams, where they are, you know, using the different test case, automated testing, implementation. And that's where all the great materials that we used from the best practices are now live, which means that, concretely speaking, if you have activated new way to predict a delivery date into S/4HANA by using, you know, SAP Ariba in the network. If you want to see how to create your purchase requisition, how to create your purchase order, how to anticipate the delivery date, you can visually see how the process works. You can understand, you know, how to use it through the enablement material because everything is connected. Right. So there is this tight integration where you don't need to move from one screen to another directly from the process visualization. You can select the task you are interested in and understand how it works concretely by having click-through demonstration, for instance. And that's great because once again, people can proactively identify the process they are responsible of and how they're going to be impacted by such or such transformations. And once again, I do insist, sorry about that, but it's great for transformation, but that's also great for continuous improvement because these solutions, these components, these capabilities are evolving over time. So that's great to be able to, you know, carry on evolving the enablement material and just notify the people who are in charge of these processes. Hey, you should actually watch out. This new processes has changed or this new capabilities is helping you to, I don't know, bring AI as part of the game. So that's really where the integration between process management and transformation in general with enablement is extremely important. I do insist on this point is we may have the best processes, the best solutions. If we don't take seriously the change management and the training, we're going to suffer from bad adoption, which is definitely something we want to avoid by any means.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And we have many, many business tutorials and process tutorials from Enable Now standard integrated in the solutions. So I think that's a great asset, especially a great synergy if you connect that with the processes on a process level on the more details. So could you again, you highlighted one example, but how could this look like, for example, for a key user in the implementation of a SAP solution?
So you've got a couple of ways to consume this content. So here into my first scenario, I was really entering, if I may say, through the process lens. Okay. So I was navigating, imagine a value chain, you navigate from source to pay and you drill down to different dimensions to ultimately find out the process you are responsible of and look at all the attributes, properties, including the enablement materials, which are associated to it. But if we speak about a user, an end user using the real life system, so in this specific case, SAP S/4HANA, the good news is because of this tightly integration that we've got between Enable Now and SignaView, you can open your SAP S/4HANA, open your UI, you know, and when you are navigating into the different form, web form, you can click on what we call the in-app help that SAP Enable Now is providing. So what it does is actually opening, you know, a right-hand side window, which is detailing how to do what, you know, and you've got different embedded helps When you click on it, you've got all the explanation you need to perform exactly what you are trying to accomplish for now. And the good news is if you want to step back a little bit, in a certain extent, you want to get a wider view of what this task belongs to. So it belongs to a larger activity, a larger processes. Once again, because we've got the integration that helps you to, thanks to a deep link, to select this deep link and get the overall picture, the end-to-end view, if you will, of this specific task. So if you will, you are consuming the content into a context, which is quite interesting as well.
And where do you see the benefits? Certainly, it's you can really learn while you're working, but you also get guidance or so any additional benefits for the users, what do you see?
Yeah, I think it's a good question because we are all into this situation where we need to learn new things, right? So today the hype is AI, so we need to learn, we need to be more dangerous on such topics. And we all know that, you know, PowerPoints or static standalone materials get their limits, right? You want to learn by playing, by testing, by feeling the UI to see how the software is behaving. And I think that's exactly what Enable Now is doing, is making sure that what you see is exactly what you get into your live system. And personally, what I like is I like to think that people love to understand the why they are performing such or such task. And here, once again, we are answering their question directly by, hey, how to perform this task? But if they want to step back to get the broader view, they totally understand the interaction with other departments, what are the value drivers they are aligned with, and so on, which is also very important for the overall culture, I would say, beyond the transformation, beyond the enablement, is really this concept of why we do things every day.
All right. Thanks so much. So this was use case number one, the broader business transformation context. So let's look at another one. So one of your jobs also is enablement of other experts like in sales. So, and there you also use this integration. So perhaps you could shed some light on that.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for asking. So to be honest with you, I love this second use case because that it refers to drinking our own champagne, as we like to say. So the concept is we fell in love with SAP Enable Now when we started to use it into use case one. And we saw how easy it was to integrate, to use, to update, and also how much the user were welcoming at this technology. So believe it or not, what we decided to do is to use it for ourselves. So as you were mentioning, as part of my mission, I also have to build demonstration and enable, you know, colleagues, but also our partners on this end-to-end demonstration. So what we decided to do is we recorded our end-to-end demonstration by using SAP Enable Now. So technically speaking, you know, each time you click on one button or one screen, you know, that records what's happening on your screen and you can add some text bubbles, helps, whatever you want that helps people to understand what you are doing on the screen. So we did that to record end-to-end demonstration. And instead of recording us in a video and having people to learn by heart, And you know, sometimes it could be quite complicated. Once again, we are speaking about end-to-end business transformation. So we are speaking to many personas. We connect with different tools, etc. So here, at least, we totally removed the complexity to learn by heart where to click and when to have our people concentrating entirely on the message, on the value. So then, as soon as the Enable Now click-through demonstration were recorded, we used it to train our people. So it means that they've got the choice. They could either use this Enable Now demonstration to demonstrate our solution on customer sites, or when they felt more comfortable, they could decide to transition from the Enable Now material, you know, the click-through demonstration, to a live demonstration. So if you will, that was definitely seamless, the move from learning a new end-to-end demonstration, which can be cumbersome sometimes, right? It's a lot of work. So that was a very nice transition between learning, understanding how it works, what's the message, what are the transitions. And as soon as our colleagues or our partners were comfortable enough, then they decided to transition to the live demonstration. That requires, let's be honest, much more expertise and experience because you have to face with live software. So that's, if you will, the application of SAP Enable Now for us internally to train our team. And I include also the partners because that's also a fantastic way to scale, you know, and enable our partners on our sales plays.
And looking at the benefit, or I would say that it's much more sustainable than just seeing or hearing something like on video or text or wherever. If you do something like click through the really process in the solution, it's just more sustainable. Or any other benefits what you see there?
Yes, you know, we spoke about the why just before, mm-hmm. the use case one. Right. It is something which is very close to Simon Sinek type of mindset, is people need to understand the why. Here, I think we could develop a say people need to own the message. If they don't own the message, it's complicated because they're going to tell by heart something they learn, but there is no passion, right? There is no, we don't feel the value. We see a bunch of features here and there, but there is no end-to-end story, there is no passion. So I think by using this concept of SAP Enable Now click-through demonstration, they feel they are totally on control of things. You know, they decide when they switch from screen one to screen two. They decide about the pitch they want to tell. If they don't want to follow what the text bubble is saying, we've got a mode of Enable Now, which is called the guided presentation, where you don't even have text bubbles. So it's like really live software moving from one screen to another with the mouse cursor moving. So it really looks like the live software. So people love it. They can own it. And if they own it, as you can imagine, the benefit is they are much more passionate, and the end customers feel the value of it, because we speak about stories more than the features.
All right. So this was the second use case, end-to-end enablement internally in the own solutions. So we also have other use cases. And I think this is, of course, pretty obvious from the Enable Now perspective, but also great synergy between the two solutions, which is a new features release. Yeah, because especially in the cloud, there are always new features. So can you say something about that? So what's the background there?
Yeah. So as you can feel, we are quite passionate about the topic. So we did promote what we build both for the standard use cases, but also for the enablement of our own solution advisors. And we spoke with the product people and say, you know, guys, each time you are presenting new features that are very great, everything is on slides, right? I don't even speak about enablement. I'm speaking about showing something which is live, which is interactive, once again, for people to own this new feature. And we show them how easy it was to capture a click-through demonstration, how easy it was to communicate on them, etc. And, you know, in a matter of few weeks, I'm not speaking about months or years, in few weeks, they decided to include into their internal processes the creation of SAP Enable Now click-through demonstration for any single new feature. So you heard it correctly. Each time there is a new release cycle, you know, all the new features get a nice click-through demonstration attached to it. So it means that you can have, let's say, the summary, you know, with few lines of what it does. We always need that into release notes, etc. But you also have attached a button which is taking you to the click-through demonstration. And you can see step by step how this new feature is working, right? Once again, the point is more communication and for people to own this new feature than enablement per se. And that works very well, because all this Enable Now click-through demonstration are publicly available. So it means that, you know, partners, customers, when they see something new coming in, they can really see and touch it by themselves without having to deploy everything and to change their live workspaces. So very great. I'm very proud in a certain extent that our product team did embrace this tool set, because we saw huge interest of people to not only, you know, read the email, but also click to see what the feature actually does, which is important for everybody into our teams, because we have the mission to explain the value to our customers and partners.
Yeah. And in the end, also for the end customers, I think for them, it's also helpful on different, let's say, granularity level to understand what's new in certain new releases. Yes. So this was a new features release. All right. Thanks so much. So next one is scalability agent. So what does that mean as the next use case?
So this one, I would like to summarize it like it's a blend of everything that I spoke so far, right? It really takes the experience we gained through the different use cases to put it at scale. So what we do mean by that is, So now people understand that SAP Signavio is a transformation integration suite. So it means that we can help you capturing your current processes, get the best practices, defining your future state, simulating different scenarios, running enablement and adoption, and keep going improving your processes over time. So that's what we do, right? That's our DNA. But as you may think, right, when we are driving a transformation, you may want to use such or such methodology. And within SAP, we've got a well-known and proven methodology, which is called Activate. So Activate is six phases that you need to go through when you are running a transformation. So what we did is we documented this methodology directly within SAP Signavio. So it means that instead of providing a toolbox or you know, a solution without content, except the best practices, of course, to our end customers, now they have the choice to download an accelerator where they already have all the methodology, which is fully documented into SAP Signavio. So concretely speaking, if you enter into SAP Signavio, you've got a landing page where you can select the phase you want to go in. And from this phase, you can see what are the inputs, the outputs, who is doing that, what is the value and the objectives. And you can also link to the capabilities. And that's where we create the linkage with everything I told you so far is you navigate into one specific activity and say, for instance, I need process simulation to perform this specific activity within my methodology Activate. So when you click on the capabilities, instead of having a flat, not to say boring text explaining you what the capability is doing, that's what everybody else is doing, here you can have a link which is taking you to the associated SAP Enable Now click-through demonstration. So in other words, you want to have a foretaste how process simulation is done with Signavio. Click on this link, and instead of having a video where you are, let's say, passive, here you have a click-through demonstration with a very nice landing page at the beginning, etc. And you can see step-by-step how it works. So it's a type of key features that you've got into the process simulation. That is great because when we have scoping exercise, you know, and customers might not want to start with all the capabilities of SAP Signavio. They want to scope and understand which ones they want to prioritize. And that's a perfect way because they can really see by their own. They don't even need SAP Signavio people or partners to do it. They click on the capability, get a click-through demonstration. So why we call that a scalable agent? I'm personally convinced that our customers are the best ambassadors you can have. Mm. What I mean by that is as soon as they own the solution, its value, how it works, they are the best ambassadors to promote it internally, to say, hey, this is what this solution is doing. We can do that for the S/4HANA migration, but we can also use it for, you know, operational excellence. They will have to show the capability to their colleagues. They will have to sell. They will have actually to turn it as a solution advisor, as my job. So here we are giving them all the tools, all the content they need for them to understand how it works, but also to pitch it to other people without having struggle with the access, with training, with expertise, because everything is captured through a very nice click-through demonstration. Mm-hmm. So that's for us a tipping point into our approaches because content is gold, right? Content is key into what we are doing. So more we are adding this type of click-through demonstration to document for real how our capabilities are working together, better it is to scope the project, to run the project, and even after to make sure we keep going by improving and leveraging SAP Signavio at its best. So we have started with Activate, which is an SAP methodology, but obviously the point is not to stop there, is to carry on using exactly the same concept of documenting our capabilities for other methodology, other standards, and so on. Mm. So we are investing a lot in this dimension because we believe that the best way to, it's a force multiplier, if you will.
Mm. And the Activate methodology, just for those who don't know it, you should look it up. It's a free, open to use methodology framework. Yeah, this describes the process with many, many accelerators, how you can implement SAP solutions. And I think it's a great synergy that you have some links to Signavio and to the Enable Now content. And just a question, how did you do that? Did you use deep links, for example, or?
So yes, so the first thing we did is that we did capture within SAP Signavio the framework per se. So it means that each phase of Activate, each activities are real objects because we are, you know, by nature, we are a process modeling tool and process management tool. We've got all these different artifacts that are captured within the solution. And when you click on one of those, you've got access to its properties, what we like to call its ID card. And you can put a name, a description, and that's where we bring links. So we've got links to the source of truth, which is a landing page documenting Activate, you know, as a whole, as a methodology. And we also have links to the click-through demonstration. And once again, that's where the integration between SAP EnableNow and SAP Signavio makes a lot of sense because there is no effort to do that.
All right. So we had this for areas or use case groups like the business transformation, the enablement of solution advisors, the new features release, the scalability agent. But I know you also did some other innovative stuff working with SAP EnableNow. You also leveraged some AI tools like MERV. So I thought that's also very interesting. So perhaps you can share some insights on that.
Yeah, so within SAP EnableNow, I discuss a lot about the click-through demonstration, how you capture different screen and to explain what you do from step one to step two, etc. So that's really, you know, most of the coverage. But what is great is as soon as you have captured an EnableNow click-through demonstration, first thing first is you've got different modes. So what is a mode is, I mentioned it very briefly before, but you got, for instance, the concurrent mode. The concurrent mode, it means you don't want a video. You want to control how the click-through demonstration is going to move, right, from step one to step two, etc. So you always have to interact with the screen to make sure that you adapt your pace. So as you can see here, that's great for pre-sales people who wants to demonstrate because you want to adapt your pitch to what's happening on the screen. And you always have a text bubbles, which is explaining you what it does on the screen. Okay, so very nice, because if I want to be extreme, you don't even need to know the demo to run it because it's explained, it's embedded directly into the text bubbles. You've got another mode, which is called the guided presentation mode, which once again needs an interaction from the user. So you need to decide to move from step one to step two, but there is no more text bubbles. So it really looks like the live system, which is perfect when you're on stage into a conference because you don't want to the screen to appear like a slideshow. You want to showcase some live software. So why I'm telling you all that? Because beyond the different modes of SAP EnableNow, you also have the ability to create documentations. So if, for instance, you want to document the script of your demonstration, but you can also generate videos, okay? So what we decided to do to scale even further is we wrote some demonstration scripts, okay? And, you know, having a video to teach our people how to run the demonstration is a good idea. Because, you know, if we try to have a crawl, walk, run approach, the crawl is you are totally new to a demonstration, for instance. So you're going to start with a video. So you're going to have a 5 to 10 minute video that's going to walk you through the entire demonstration where you're going to have a voice telling you what to do, what are the transition, and so on. Then as soon as you have watched it maybe once or twice, then you can move to the click-through demonstration where there is no voice, right? It's really you speaking on the click-through demonstration. And the third one is the live demonstration, which is still your voice, but with a live system. So what we decided to do is we turned this script into a voiceover that is generated with MERV AI, which is a text-to-voice AI solution that we are not the only department at SAP to use this solution. So it is called MERV AI. Mm-hmm. And you can import text, you can type text, you can decide, the tone, the person, the accents, you know, you've got a lot of configuration. And as soon as it is done, you generate an MP3 file that you can easily use to do your video editing. So it means that you've got, you know, someone who is speaking who has not a strong French accent like I do. You can have someone who's speaking proper English to speak over a nice end-to-end demonstration. And that's a perfect type of videos to have a first touch, if you will, to an end-to-end demonstration. Is watch it first, understand the end-to-end messaging, the value, and so on. What I like with this MERV AI add-on as part of our tool set for scalability is it's extremely easy to change or amend, the script and regenerate the MP3 and regenerate the video right? Exactly like for Enable Now. Believe me, that happens all the time. We've got a new UI, new screen, new logo into our solution. Mm-hmm. We don't want to start from scratch. So you can easily come back to Enable Now, change the few screens that have been updated with a new product release, and we can do exactly the same if the demonstration choreography is changing. We can change the script accordingly. So if you will, I like to refer to this different tool set like it's really a scalability tool chain for demonstration content creation. That's really what it is.
And any tangible outputs are probably saved mainly some time or through that.
Yeah, it's, you know, in terms of saving, it's crazy, to be honest, because just think about it. How much logistics you need to have the person you want to record needs to get a studio, who learns the script, to have different takes, right? And if you have one change afterward, that's the worst, right? The worst is when you've got some changes or edits to be done afterwards. You know, you need to redo it again and again. So if you will, you've got an uncompressed time each time. Here, with Murph AI and with SAP Enable Now click-through demonstration, it's extremely easy to apply these changes by ourselves, right? So it's great for the few changes you do at the beginning before releasing the video, but that's also very good if there is a new features happening or a change, etc. I'll give you an example. So for instance, for us, the time to market for a demonstration is extremely important. So it means when we define our use cases, we don't want to wait for 6 months to have proper end-to-end demonstration. We need to have it in a few days after the product teams has decided the use cases we want to run this year. So it means that we may want to create a version one of the end-to-end demonstration just to make sure that people can start learning the message, learning the value, start pitching it, even if it's not perfect, but at least there is something. And then version two coming in, we may add a couple of screens. We may change the name of such or such, you know, product components, but it's totally different. The complexity, the time, the friction, thanks to this new tool chain.
Yeah, that's again the scalability. If you have automated or even semi-automated some of the process tasks, it's just so much faster, I would guess. Yeah.
And I didn't even mention, but there is also the translation dimension.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So here we are speaking about, you know, by default, we are running everything in English, right, into our demonstration. But you've got some region, some countries where English is not that used. So now, because we've got the scripts, which is totally written, we've got the different click-through demonstration, etc., we can easily translate the scripts and having once again a very nice voiceover done by Murph AI to create what we need to teach or to enable our people to run this end-to-end demonstration.
All right. Yeah. So that was again, we are further interesting input. Also, let's say how to be more productive. And do you have any other ideas? So we looked at the use cases, some additional innovations, how customers could benefit, let's say, to integrate Enable Now and Signavio. Of course, there are many possibilities, yeah, along the whole portfolio, but also the process at customer. Any further ideas?
So there is one thing that we are working on just now is the concept of the vision, right? We are very good at preparing slides or even Figma demonstration. For those who are not familiar, Figma, right, is really you build your demonstration, but there is no real software. It's like slides that you are putting together to explain where we are going, especially with AI, which is a big topic, especially into process management, best practices, and so on. So what we are doing just now is we are testing to capturing into click-through demonstration where we are going with AI. Okay, so it's not yet released, it's not yet available, but when we are speaking with customers, partners, or analysts, it's way easier for us to present through a click-through demonstration because they see the sequence, the behavior of the solution, where we are putting this AI, you know, like recommendation. Let's say you are looking for some best practices because you want to implement S4HANA and you are looking for best practices. That's where AI can come in and helping, and just you speak in natural language to your best practices repository, and the solution automatically is going to provide, hey, you should look at this or this specific capabilities or this specific processes. This, you can explain that. You can fake a screenshot into a PowerPoint. But matter of fact, by presenting a click-through demonstration, by showcasing exactly where it's going to fit into the end story, it is a game changer because people contextualize it very easily. You know, how are we going to turn AI as a real accelerator? So here I spoke about AI, but that's for any other, let's say, features or innovation that we are planning to integrate into our suite. So yeah, I would say being able to use this integration to also pitch and present a foretaste of where we are going with our solution, that's definitely another topic that we are addressing with Enable Now and SAP Signavio.
Yeah, so we all keep you listeners posted, and actually also in other areas, like for example, for organizational change management, there are certain interesting integration scenarios. So thanks so much for taking the time. So I would also like to ask you three short personal questions, if that's fine with you.
Please go ahead.
So what is your narrative for learning and development, JP?
That's a very good question, a deep and good question. So I would say that's part of the journey. This is something that we owe to ourselves in a certain extent, into our society, into the specific industry we are working on. It is something that has to be continuous. We want to learn, we want to understand, and we want to be proactive about the next big thing which is happening. So AI is a fantastic example, right? We started to speak about it, 2 years ago. Last year it was totally crazy. Now it becomes mainstream. So if you don't integrate continuous learning about trying to understand what are the concepts, how to apply it, etc., then you lag behind. For us, who are actually build software, sell software, it's extremely important, which is that this enablement and this development is part of everyday life. That's typically, to summarize and to put in a nutshell, I think this is the very least we owe to ourselves. And I could do the analogy, hopefully that's going to be clear enough, is like, if you are working out, that you can work out, 10 hours a day, for one day, you're not going to see any results the day after, right? You may have, your legs may hurt, etc., but you're not going to change, right? Physically speaking. But if you are working out every day a little bit, then you're going to be in shape and you're going to be healthy. For us, and for me personally, that's exactly the same concept that learning. It has to be part of your weekly routine of, you allocate some time to yourself to learn on one topic. That can be professionally focused or totally, another type of topics, but it is important, right? Which is part of the routine, I would say.
And what are you learning currently? So what's on your list these days?
I must admit, it's not going to be exotic, right? I must admit that the AI part is
AI discipline. Most of AI us, probably.
Thing. Yeah. That plays a big, this is a game changer for industry in general, but for what SAP Signavio and Linux, another solution that we just acquired, AI is something that's going to change the game, definitely. And moreover, this is a type of topic that SAP is building a lot of content on. There are even the free access of SAP learning course, etc. That I don't remember the name of this SAP learning platform that exists, which is open.
Open SAP. Yeah.
Exactly. Open SAP. Only on this platform, which is accessible by anyone, you have so much great content, easy to understand, and you've got different levels. So I will invite anybody who is listening, just to go to OpenSAP, just type AI, and you've got, an handful set of contents on topics such as AI. Very interesting.
Yeah, perhaps I personally also looked or worked through two AI courses on OpenSAP, like one on F6 and one on the general portfolio by SAP, so I can link that in. So for anyone who doesn't know them yet, I think it's very worthwhile to invest the time and the energy. All right, cool. So do you have any concrete tips next to the OpenSAP courses? Any, let's say, how you keep up to date, podcasts, video tutorials or whatever? Of course, we can link in your LinkedIn account if anyone wants to follow you, what you're doing. But anything but you, or perhaps even books you read currently?
Yeah, that's what I do, right? Is I actually use a notification, right? Mm-hmm. Where I actually follow some courses. So I get notified each time something new is coming in. We also have weekly meetings, as you can imagine, where we've got all different solution advisors sitting, into a 1 hour session. So that's also, there is sometimes allocated to share tips and tricks or content that we found on such or such platform that can help us to be better in our job every day. So OpenSAP is a fantastic platform, but obviously we also have internal platform that we use a lot. So yeah, it is plus LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn is also something where you find a lot of good content within the groups. It's just that you need to sort, right, where you got noise and where you've got, but, you know, OpenSAP is definitely my source of truth to start with. And then after, you know, other platform may help, but OpenSAP stay my first one.
All right. Yeah. I think that's all the questions what we prepared. Or did I forget to ask anything? Anything you would like to share before we come to an end?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe I forgot to mention something that I may just bring that up here is, you know, I was speaking about the innovation a few minutes ago, that when we are working on, for instance, integrating AI into SAP Signavio using click-through demonstration to showcase our vision to analysts, partners, and customers, there is one topic which is quite nice, especially when you bring together enablement and transformation platforms such as SAP Signavio, is this concept of a proactive change management. So what I mean by that is if you are planning a change into your situation, that can come from a new product, a new system, a new regulation, you name it, right? The concept is what we could do with innovation and AI is to have automatically a learning campaign or an enablement campaign, which is set up for you. So it means, hey, this is going to change on this specific process. And this is all the material you will need to make sure your teams keep up to date. So if you will, you're not waiting or you're not looking by yourself to create the connection and interaction. The system, thanks to AI, is bringing that to you. It's like we are bringing today the best practices, but here more than the best practices, we are bringing the enablement material and the potential enablement campaigns that you should be triggering to make sure that your teams are up to speed on such or such topics. This is something I forgot to mention into the innovation buckets or use case that we discussed, which I think is going to be a big thing. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this brings together different things like recommendations, but also learning. So that sounds interesting also in the system context. All right. Oh, so I think we can call it not a day, but perhaps 40 minutes. So thanks so much for all your input. And yeah, best regards towards Canada. Thanks so much for your insights.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. So yeah, like always, we're very happy if you share the podcast, dear listeners. And we put some stuff in the show notes, like also the LinkedIn account from JP if you would like to follow him. Some OpenSAP courses. It's always worthwhile to invest the time. Yeah, having said that, I just wish all of you a great further learning journey. And thanks so much again, JP, for sharing your insights. Bye-bye.